Now, stay tuned for Mrs. Green's World, a fun and informative green talk radio show that features guests from all over the country who talk about how living green can improve your lifestyle and be fun. Visit Mrs. Green's website, www.mrsgreensworld.com, for more information about her guests.
Good afternoon, everybody. Happy Saturday. Welcome to Mrs. Green's World, News Talk 790 KNST. We are live at Renee's Organic Oven. And as we speak, I just saw the queen herself walk right by. It is a beehive of activity. And please follow me on Facebook and Twitter so you know where Mrs. Green is going to be and what's happening in the world of sustainability on a global scale. We are going to have a very interesting show today, and I know I've said that before, but I promise you this show is called The Green Smorgasbord, or I'm going to call it Smorgiborgie. Let me share something with you. If you are living consciously on the planet and live in Arizona this week, you know that Arizona is burning, and it is extremely, extremely tragic. There are thousands of men and women putting their lives on the line for our state right now. And if you've listened to me before, you know that we have a family cabin in Greer, Arizona. It's the land of magic, and it's like a Norman Rockwell painting, and it burned to the ground. So there's a little bit of, you know, a catch in my throat. And preparing for the show was a challenge. I am always prepared because I owe that to my wonderful people, my audience that listens. So today, just stay here with me. I might get a little bit distracted at times, but the best thing in the world I could do is be here with wonderful people, lots of people from the Mrs. Green community world, our friends, and I feel the love. I feel the unbelievable sustainability of a community that cares about my family and me. So thank you for that. And I was joking with people all week saying, of course I'm going to do my show. The show must go on. And let's talk a little bit about what's going on in Mrs. Green's world. We have a really neat contest about summer staycations, about staying in Arizona, and I think that's really important because we want to keep our economy going, keep it strong, and there are still a lot of fun things to do. And I hope next week I'll be telling you about how much of Greer was saved and that that's a really good choice for you to do. So that's one thing. And then I want to talk about EDG, which is one of our, they're one of our sponsors, and storm season is coming. This is the first time I wish it had come last week so that we'd get some rain, but it's not in the cards yet. We're a little bit early. So EDG is a company that one of the things they do is they collect grease. And they, if you put grease down the drains when the storms come, it does incredible damage to the storm drains. It does incredible damage to the environment. Taxpayers pay for the storm replacement of the drains. So check out this company and see what they do. It's Environmental Development Group. They're also Enjoy Dining Green. And if you want to have a little fun on a Saturday afternoon, you can check out one of the most fun YouTube videos that I've ever done. And it is Mrs. Green shamelessly dumping her collection of bacon grease into one of the containers that they have, and it shows how they use it and what they do with our grease. So hats off to EDG. That's a really, they're just an unbelievable organization. We are going to invite Bob Oldfather from Bookman's to be on the show in a little bit. Bob and Amy Sue are very, very solid supporters of Mrs. Green, and they're very dear friends, and he's going to tell us what it was like to be in San Diego when Bookman's and Harrison Kressler won a Silver Addy Award, sitting next to companies like Coca-Cola, and Bookman's won the silver, and it was really exciting. So I asked him to say a little bit about that. And then let's talk for a minute about the fire and what you can do, because I think there are thousands of people, if not hundreds of thousands, around Arizona that are saying, I'm really sad. Tragedy has now hit our state. What can we do? And, of course, the first thing that comes to mind is WorldCare. WorldCare is collecting items for animals impacted by the Wall of Fire and the volunteers that are taking care of the animals. It's so important that somebody thought about the animals, because it's, you think about people, there are lots of homeless critters, homeless horses, and the volunteerism, people are trying to flock to that area from Phoenix and Tucson and outlying communities to help. So you can go to the World Care website and see what they need, and you would not be surprised at all with the kind of things they need. They need things like toothpaste and toothbrushes and blankets and washcloths, just the simple necessities, and they need food for the animals because of what happened. So check out WorldCare's website. They are one of the first responders for any type of world tragedy. And I got news for you folks. We're blessed that it was our second home, but there are people whose primary residences have been burned to the ground, and I know that happens in Tucson, but it's been on a somewhat grand scale and a lot of devastation going on there. So check out World Care. I think that's a really good idea. And then a little bit back to the staycation contest. You can go to our website and vote on the ideas. Voting has started. And to me, it's one of those things where you just do a little something and it feels really good to go out and, you know, just go to Mrs. Green's World website, look at the creativity and the wonderful ideas that people came up with, and get a feel for what's, you know, what's going on in the staycation idea. And it might prompt you to have a different kind of vacation with your family this year. There's still challenging economic times, and our best staycations were in Greer, and we'll create more memories to make that happen. It's just, you know, life really does go on, and we've got grandchildren counting on us, and so it's a really good thing. So let me tell you a little bit about why we're at Renee's Organic Oven. I can set the stage for that. They are locally owned. You hear me talk about that a lot. Write about it, blog about it. It makes such good sense. So they're locally owned, A. Steve and Renee Krieger started this place as Eclectic Pizza. It gets confused a lot with Eclectic Cafe, so they decided a name change was a good idea. They've totally remodeled, but some of the things we're going to talk to Renee about is what, other than being locally owned, Mrs. Green's interest. I came here for many, many years before I was Mrs. Green, and not many, many, maybe just one many, because I don't think there were many, many. And I love it. I love it. They source locally to the extent they can. They do organic, and Renee was talking about gluten-free before half the planet became gluten intolerant. I don't know what happened with that, but all of a sudden, so many people truly cannot tolerate gluten. So it was wonderful that we had an opportunity to partner with Renee and her organic oven and her gluten-free kitchen for the prep. And it's been wonderful to see the change and the evolution and what's going on here. So we're going to celebrate today. It's open house. They're sampling. You come and your guests of Renee and Steve. The food smells great. I haven't had anything yet, but I'm going to. There's bruschetta, and Isabella's ice cream truck is here, and we all know about Isabella's ice cream truck, organic ice cream. So it's a very, very festive party celebration, which I've got news for you is just what Mrs. Green needs. So sitting next to me now is the one, the only, Bob Oldfather, and I was teasing him about he's just like me. He hates to talk and hates to be on the radio.
That's it. Right? I hate every minute of it.
That's us, every minute of it. I had a foursome, but I said a little bit ago that I want you to just tell us what it was like to be there at the Addy Awards, National Silver Addy, and how it felt to sit next to the likes of Coca-Cola, who has probably a bigger marketing budget than Bookman's, and you won.
Yeah, they have a bigger marketing budget for that one commercial than our whole year. And it was amazing. You look around, and there's Allstate Insurance and McDonald's and Mars Candy Bars, and they're showing all these great commercials that you see, and there we were, little Bookman's from Tucson, and we won a silver award for that Bookman's Does Dominoes.
Try to give people a visual. It's so good.
First off, you can go to YouTube and see it.
And I have watched it probably five times. I'm like, are you kidding me right now?
After the store closed one night, Harrison Kressler, who is in my marketing department, got all a bunch of my employees together, and we set up literally thousands of books like dominoes all over the store, up and down and around. And then he did this great video of it of the dominoes falling over. Oh, look, I got the 30-second notice.
Yeah, but we can bring you in back. No, I want you to come back with it, because I really do. We don't have to.
It was a great thing to sit there with these people and with the big boys. And.
But when we come back, I want to talk about the video, because I have to ask you a couple of questions when I was looking at if this happened when you were filming it, and it's dominoes.
But not the pizza.
But not the pizza. Okay, we're talking with Bob Oldfather from Bookman's, News Talk 790 KNST. Please stay here with me for Green Schmorgy Borgy.
Now back to Mrs. Green's World, live on location on 790 KNST.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Mrs. Green's World, News Talk 790 KNST. And if you haven't checked me out on Facebook and Twitter and signed up for my newsletter, why not? We are having a fun time today, which if you just tuned in, thank you. And if you didn't, thank you. If you tuned in from the beginning, there's a lot going on at Renee's Organic Oven, which is the corner of Tanque Verde and Sabino Canyon. It is hopping. It is a beehive of activity and fun. We're going to interview Yelp on the show. What the heck is Yelp? It's unbelievable. So why do I think it's green? So we're going to have Corey on in a little bit. And, Bob, I want to finish the story about Domino's, not the pizza. Bookman's.
Does Domino's. Sound like the pizza.
Okay, so it was 1 minute?
It was actually, the original was 1 minute. It's on YouTube, but it got edited down to a 30-second television commercial.
And you hold your breath watching it.
Yeah,
you do.
It's amazing, and he did a great job and got all these incredible employees to volunteer their time, and it's just really amazing. It's got a ton of views on YouTube.
So with the concept, everybody, you can get it. It's Domino's. So they lined books up over the whole store. They had them even on a bookcase, and then somebody caught it as it fell down. They had somebody reading, and it went around her. It's so clever and ingenious and fun. So here's what I want to ask you when you said you set those books up. I'd be the one that would be, like, walking over them and, like, tip one, and then the dominoes in the middle would all fall down. Did that happen, or was it meticulously done?
You know, in all honesty, I didn't even know about this thing.
Oh,
Harrison,
I love it,
brought
though.
It to me finished and said, what do you think? I didn't even know the employees were doing it. And we actually won the first gold award that we won here locally, because you have to win
local.
And then regional to go to national. We won a special award saying the commercial most judges wanted to wish they had been there for the shooting.
And they, Mrs. Green, wish I had been there.
They made a special award for us.
I am going to have to ask Harrison, because I thought, boy, that is a slippery slope, because it literally, you touch a domino and they all fall down, and it was meticulously done. Every book looked like it was 1/4 of 1 inch, and it went around the hole. You got to see it. Brian, you got to check it out, too.
And
it's really
I have
awesome.
To finish to tell you. There we were sitting next to Coca-Cola at the dinner, and they're talking about how much they spent on the one shot, and it's more than our whole budget, and it was just amazing to be there with the big boys, the kids from Tucson.
World, look out. The world is watching Tucson to see all
so.
The creative, wonderful things we're doing, like Bookman's. I did want to mention, I mentioned it on the show like for the past 3 weeks, there are many things I love and respect about Bookman's, but this time I want to talk about every week there are free activities for kids at Bookman's. You
Absolutely.
Talk about staycation activities. Make Bookman's a staycation activity free. You hear that? In this day and age, free children's activities that look fun. If I had little children, if they hadn't all grown up, the jerks, and left me, then I'd still be able to have kids take the Bookman's, and then my grandchildren move to Taos. So.
And free electric car charging.
Free electric car charging. There's so much happening in this town, and thanks for being one of the early adopters.
It's my pleasure.
And seeing it a long time ago, and I wrote about you. Bookman's started. Bob's dad had a little shop. Not a little shop of horrors, but a little shop, bookstore. And I did read when I was doing the research for my newsletter. You bought it from your dad
for a dollar.
And I put in the newsletter, and baby, look at you now. From there to a national silver Addy Award against the likes of Coca-Cola and McDonald's. Never even mentioning them on the show again. Okay, so thanks for being with us.
It's
my
pleasure.
We have to find Corey from Yelp.
And before I get off, thank you for all your... No.
I love it. No, I love it.
Thank you for all you're about to do for Greer. Everybody knows that Mrs. Green lost her cabin in Greer, which is where she would go to recharge so she could turn Tucson and Arizona green. And now she's gotten involved that she's going to be the center of rebuilding a green community. All of Greer is going to be something better than it was because it's going to have Mrs. Green at its core.
We're going to get our Greer on.
Thank
you're
you.
Right.
Get
we're
your Greer on.
Bob, thank you so much for saying
so
that.
So much for global weirding, Mrs. Green.
Global weirding, and we're going to turn that big lemon into lemonade.
That's right.
And the world is going to be watching.
Maybe lemon margaritas.
Maybe lemon margaritas, and I hope that you'll be bringing them. So, yeah. And we'll be having you back on the show. You have lots more exciting news to share.
We love
Thanks.
You.
We love you, too. Thanks
Bye,
for
dear.
All your support.
Bye, everybody.
Bob and Amy Sue help make Mrs. Green possible because they're one of our major sponsors, and they are just absolutely dear friends to me, to my family, and to the community. So shout out. Okay, Corey, I love that you're going to be on my show. Corey Dane, and I could make so much fun out of, like, what the Yelp and what is Yelp, but I know about Yelp, and it's because I have young people in my life. And I have actually posted comments on Yelp.
Sure.
So tell us what Yelp is for all our listeners. It's phenomenal.
It is.
And it's catching on like wildfire.
It truly is.
Okay,
I mean,
so give me some Yelp here.
It's a great website. So essentially at its base level, Yelp is a website that connects people with awesome local businesses. So if you're searching for a restaurant or a place to get your hair cut, dentist,
or a movie to go to.
Real estate agent, movie theater, a show downtown at Arizona Theater Company, you can search millions of reviews right here in Tucson on Yelp, written by your friends and neighbors, people that you and I both know.
So when I went to L.A., where, you know, my daughter is modern techno, here I am, and we were going through the list of what movies to see, and she gets out her iPhone, and I'm like, what are you doing? And which is what mothers say, what are you doing? Why don't you put it away? And she said, I'm checking on Yelp. And I said, what are you talking about? So that was almost a year ago, and she said, well, I want to see what people have to say about the movies. And
Definitely.
She read the review, and so do all of her friends. If it's a restaurant, see what Yelp says, because it's you can't – anything but profanity is accepted. You tell the truth.
Definitely. It's
I
real
love
people,
this. It stunk.
Real reviews.
Don't go. Real people, real reviews.
Exactly. And what people don't know is that we also get those people offline. So I'm here today with about 10 folks from the Yelp community.
Oh, yeah.
And we're here to celebrate with Renee and Steve the grand reopening of a fantastic restaurant right here in Tucson that people know more about now because of websites like Yelp.
Because
so,
we Yelped about it, and you brought these people. And how come you got the raviolis and I didn't? What's up with that?
I can make a little plate for you, Mrs. Green, if you'd like.
Renee
just
said,
a quick little side plate.
I said, what about me? And she said, bring a group of people to the party outside. I said, my party's going on inside. You guys, thank you. Okay, so what is your role with Yelp? I heart Yelp.
I am the Tucson Community Manager. So what that means is I am online as an ambassador to Yelpers who are writing reviews, helping guide them to really great, useful, funny, and cool places in town. I'm also an ambassador to the business community as well. So if there's a local business who's wanting to learn how to use the free resources that Yelp provides, I'll partner with them. We'll go get a cup of coffee, and we'll talk about how the website can better drive traffic for their business.
Now, I think you wrote to me once because I put something up on Yelp and I did it wrong.
I think I remember that.
I think I remember that. And you said this isn't really what this section is used for. So is that one part
Move
of what you do?
Move this over into this section.
Move it over into the review section.
We really
section.
Want it to be a fun, unique, friendly place for people to read and write. It's an interactive online social media community. Yeah. So we work really hard to put that forth. We work really hard to bring people together at awesome events like this, at theatrical events all around town, at new restaurant openings, at museum exhibitions, and really just serve the public in a way that Tucson wasn't used to until just a couple months ago. It's still relatively new here in town.
I know, and it's so great that you say that, because come on, Tucson, like, let's get on it.
Get
because
off the
in
couch,
the big cities,
get out and about,
get out
there's
and
so
about,
many things to
and
explore.
Yelp about it.
Exactly.
So what is the most favorite, since it's really relatively new? What's the hottest area? Is it food reviews? Is it movie reviews? What do you see so far in terms of the trending and the growth?
Sure, that's a great question. Food will always be at the forefront of people's minds. It makes sense. You know, if you think about it, you are going to go out to a restaurant and eat more than you're going to go to the car mechanic. Hopefully, right?
That's
unless you have horrible car problems.
Absolutely true.
So historically, we see that people are writing most about restaurants. But the really exciting thing in Tucson is that hiking, trail running, mountain climbing, rock wall climbing downtown at Rocks and Ropes.
Is there
all
a green
these exciting
section?
Active things? Definitely.
Is there a green section on
yeah.
Yelp? What is
there are
what's on there?
Tons of green businesses. So people are writing about things like Brooklyn Pizza, 100%
solar
powered.
Right, right.
They're writing about nurturing nature when they want to go and plant and grow and cultivate
and
things
the gardens,
in their own yard.
They have those living gardens. Oh
exactly.
My gosh. Love Karen.
Exactly.
Love everything they're doing.
Food Conspiracy is another one that has great reviews online with great
okay,
organic,
great.
Health-filled ingredients.
I'm going to have to write a blog about that because I really would like to know about
certainly.
That. I just literally, it's when this whole tragedy happened with Greer, my husband and I committed to overeating bad food because it's comforting.
Stress
like
eating,
I had an ice cream
eating.
Cone at 10:30.
I've been there.
I had an ice cream cone at 10:30 yesterday. I said, I don't care. I'm sad. I'm going to have an ice cream cone.
You have to do it sometimes.
But it's really great to know that I can explore it more and I can help spread the word to the Mrs. Green community that
for
they're
sure.
a food co-op, supporter of Mrs. Green, nurturing nature,
yep.
vice versa, same old thing. So it'll
definitely.
Be another area that I can help direct people to.
And what's really cool that people should know about is the search engine on the site is really advanced.
It's
so you can
magic.
Type in things like green, organic, healthy living, fat-free, and it will pull up thousands of reviews that speak to those keywords that you were searching.
And it would probably have stuff about gluten, which is really
gluten-free.
One of the biggest
gluten-free. Huge, 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 huge.
And it's one of the things I want to talk to Renee about because she really was an early adopter in the whole gluten-free.
Yep.
And she's been on the show before and told me what it really means to be gluten-free, and
sure.
people do say that. And if you're gluten intolerant and you eat somewhere that really didn't follow all the rules,
yeah.
it's not good.
Yeah.
It's really not good. So
yeah.
I've written reviews. So how do they find Yelp?
Head
it's really
to Yelp.com.
Right? Yelp.com.
It's going to know your IP address. It's going to know you're here in Tucson. It's going to take you to the Tucson homepage, and you can start reading, writing reviews, getting out, and experiencing fun events all over town.
Corey, let's stay connected because I'm going to ask for your help in helping Mrs. Green grow in the community too.
Great,
it's all about
Mrs.
Tucson.
Green.
News
I
Talk 790 KNST. Corey Dane, please stay here with me. We are going to be interviewing the force herself, Renee Krieger, from Renee's Organic Oven in Grand Opening. Please stay here with me.
From 790 KNST and the Republic Monetary Exchange Studio, listen live at 790KNST.com.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Mrs. Green's World, News Talk 790 KNST. Thanks for joining us on this wonderful Saturday. We have with us again Scott Catto from Legendary World. Scott, can we talk about iHeartRadio? Because obviously I do heart radio.
I heart radio. Definitely. We can
That's
talk
right.
about it. No, we've talked about it a couple of times, but it's so great to be able to use, your smartphone. Again, I use an iPhone and my iPad now. I listen to it when I'm traveling. And to be in San Diego or Tombstone on my last trip, and to be able to listen to not just, Mrs. Green's World, but all kinds of radio from all over the country. And it is. It's a free downloadable app, and you go on there, you can search. I looked it up actually the other day. There's 750 Clear Channel radio stations now part of the app. So I have a friend who has a show in Orlando, and I can now listen to his show in the morning on my iPhone while I'm out running. And then,
because
go back
it's
to...
not just drive time that people listen to the radio.
Yeah.
So it's really, that's amazing.
Well,
and you
advent...
just go to iHeart radio.
Each app store is different, but
okay.
yeah, if you go to your
you can
again,
Google
the
it
Apple
and
store,
find it.
Right. But it's great because, with Pandora and all these others coming online, you get great random music, but it's nice if you actually want to listen to specific shows.
And you would never, ever have to miss Mrs. Green's World, which
definitely.
Is, since it's all about me, that's perfect.
Yeah,
and right. since it really isn't all about me, how do people get in touch with you if they want to plan their greatest vacation in the world or even their greatest staycation
sure.
in the world?
The greatest way to start is just go to our website, and just below my picture, there's a link there. We can sign up for our e-newsletter. It goes out every week. It's got amazing deals. And what it does is just kind of, when you're ready for that trip, it keeps you in touch with us. On there, of course, is our phone number and all that kind of information. But, rather than just trying to call up or, the easiest place is go to our website, sign up for our e-newsletter, and we'll stay in touch that way. But
and I think it's really important, the day of the travel agent, you've had clients recently that didn't think you did as much as you would do, and they had to undo a lot of what they did, even though they planned their trip with you. So I encourage people, get in touch with Scott because he is first class in terms of the service that he offers to all of his clients. And you don't have to think that you're doing a $10,000 trip, even though he would love that. He is all about customer service, no matter how much money you plan to spend. And I can vouch for that because I haven't done any $10,000 trips lately, and he's really good to Mrs. Green. So thank you, Scott, LegendaryWorld.com, and thanks for being our travel buddy.
Now more of Mrs. Green's World, live on location, 790 KNST.
We love Scott. We love Scott. Mrs. Green's World, News Talk 790 KNST. And we are loving today. Let me just calm down a little bit here. It is a fun, fun, exciting, supercharged atmosphere at Renee's Organic Oven. I have been here many times. She's going loopy because there's so much going on. We interviewed Corey Dane from Yelp. And I have to tell you that I think Yelp is one of the hottest, fastest-growing third-party endorsement sites in the country. And if you go to other cities, you can check out. It has a green section. Renee and Steve opened Eclectic Pizza, and today is one of the official announcements of the new name change. It's been redecorated. It's beautiful. So we have the force behind it. We have the eye of the epicenter right here, Renee Krieger herself. What would you like to say about the grand opening? Do you want to say anything about that? It's fabulous. If people are bouncing off the walls, we're like, it's crazy, and it's a perfect place for Mrs. Green to be today.
Yeah, we're really happy with it.
And New Belgium is giving out beer samples. Did I mention that? Organic beer samples. So we have Emily here giving out beer samples, and you're doing food.
Yes, it's been a lot of fun and a lot of work.
She's like deer in the headlights. It was a lot to meet the deadline. So yes. Let's talk concretely. Okay. Renee's Organic Oven, why the name change from Eclectic Pizza to Renee's Organic Oven?
Well, we really wanted to name something that gave branding to what our commitment is and our philosophy is. And we also really wanted to distinguish ourselves in the community for what we do. We were often confused
with
for
Eclectic
Cafe,
right.
We're very close in proximity. And so we really wanted people to know to come here to get what we offer and to support what we're doing and that we are kind of spreading our wings.
You have a lot more than pizza.
We do.
You have unbelievable stuff. I was whining on the first segment about not getting a ravioli, but I'm sticking around. I'm going to have one.
Yeah.
And I know that you, what you do, she loves that I whine. We have one of the things that you have done is source locally when you can. You're committed to organic. And to me, one of the outstanding things is you were doing gluten-free before it caught on. You
yes.
really knew about gluten-free. What, how come that caught you, and why did you start doing really gluten-free? I call it like the kosher space. Well, you're really the authentic gluten-free space, and you don't mix the knives and you don't mix the ingredients.
I think it stemmed from our philosophy just on paying attention to food and people's preferences and needs to be met with food. And so we kind of have been working to sustain that market for about 4 years now. And it's very different than other pizza products. We've had people, you know, there's a lot more places in Tucson now that do offer gluten-free. So it's kind of like become its own pizza, like the Chicago versus the New York and the California and the
right,
Wolfgang
right, right.
Puck. It's opened itself up to critique from gluten-free goers because there's so many diverse styles and even gluten-free being offered now. The difference with ours is it's allergen-friendly. So it's a very pure product made with Bob's Red Mill flour. And there's no soy, corn, egg, dairy, or casein in it. So it's not just for somebody who can't eat wheat. It's for people who are
compromised.
Yes.
Yes. That's a huge thing, too. And one of the things that I found out when I started Mrs. Green is that the number one reason why people make a greener choice is their health. Across the world, it's if it's going to be healthier for me, especially with all baby boomers hitting the ages that we're hitting, this, you know, 60 is a new 40, so I'm only 40, but it's really important.
Feels good.
It feels so good to be 40 again. It's great. So the health aspect, I know that it more and more research is coming out about one of the reasons why there are so many people that are gluten intolerant is because of our compromised food supply, because things that we used to get in our bodies through nutrients. So gluten is wheat based, you know, it's a
binder.
It's a binder.
It really does give, it gives things its chew. And so a lot of people who eat gluten free, they miss that. And again, that's a difference in ours. It does have a chewier crust. It's not thin. It's not crackery. It's not, it doesn't have the same rise. We give it so that it has a chew.
And people ordered who are not gluten intolerant.
Oh, yeah. We yes. have, we sell them to a lot of people that aren't gluten intolerant, and we eat them weekly. And we get them from a gluten-free facility, and the product has never changed in 4 years. The one time he sent us some, we knew within making three pizzas that his weights and measures were off.
Oh, my gosh.
Because it's exactly the same product, and he's very dedicated. His whole family has to eat this way. So
it speaks to the quality of the food that you serve here, if you ask me. I mean, I literally see things on your Facebook post that make my mouth water because there are people all over this city that drive far distances from Northwest Side and all over to eat here, and people literally salivate over the spinach salad. And a lot of them like the poppy seed dressing, Mrs. Green. I like the garlic and feta cheese. It's feta cheese, right?
Isn't it? It is.
So over the top, awesome. So, okay, so organic, gluten-free. And what about in terms of your support for the local business communities? I mean, I say to people, if you're going out to eat today, go gluten-free. Go to Renee's Organic Oven. Go to locally owned restaurants. And do you feel as though the business community in general in Tucson is really getting that message and the people are getting it?
I do. And I know that over the course of the last 8 days with us rebuilding at midnight, we haven't wanted to do a lot of cooking outside of work. So, I mean, in the last week, we've been to Pastiche, Jonathan's Cork, 47 Scott. So we've definitely made our way. Coffee times. I mean, we've definitely hit up all the locals we can support, and we all need it. It's June, it's Tucson, and it's not empty. You know, get out of the doom's cloud, just get out there and come out and support and dine and have fun.
And I really want people to hear that. I don't ever, ever, ever want to preach. It's just about changing that one little action. And when Corey was on before, you know, we talked about places like Nurturing Nature. If we go there and shop for birthday presents for our friends, we can help them have a good summer versus a really dry summer. We want those places. I'm really sad about Mrs. Tiggy Winkles. I wrote about that in one of my blogs. I mean, that's been an institution for 35 years here in town. And just go there. It's why I love places like this. I talk about Bookman's. And it's you're helping support Isabella's Ice Cream. This concept to me is absolutely, I don't use this word a lot, it's adorable.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's a family. They have Isabella's old-fashioned ice cream truck. It's an electric vehicle. It's got the flooring from the kale, and it's organic ice cream. And do you carry their ice cream here?
We do every day. Right now we have strawberry and pistachio, cinnamon, chocolate chip, coffee. We even have a lemon basil.
Mrs. Green will have to be having some of that today before she leaves.
And she's giving away free samples outside.
She is, and I haven't been out there, and I have to go out and get, I'm going to have to go out there to get a ravioli.
I think you'll be able to soon.
I think so, too. It's crazy. The place is full, and it's delicious. So is there any other message to the community that you want to give? Like, when you do, there are challenges that come with local sourcing of your food, correct? You have to have the everything for your diners that are going to come in, and if it's not in season, you have to find it. When you don't, when you aren't able to locally source it, do you make sure it's organic? And
well, the... For example, we had the course today where we wanted to use the heirloom tomatoes. Well, they weren't ripe. So the farmers markets, they didn't have them, and the farmers were, they're not happy they don't have them yet, but you let it grow.
It has to ripen. They get ripe when they're ready.
So we used our Wilcox tomatoes that come to us all year round, and they're beautiful and they're wonderful, but you just do what you can and you support the best practices you can. And organic is not always the most important as much as just pure and clean and sustainable.
And really nutritious. And we want to really sustain and have Renee's Organic Oven thrive. It's at the corner of Sabino Canyon and Tanque Verde. Renee and Steve Krieger, they have a wonderful son, Jeffrey. It's a family atmosphere. It's a fun atmosphere. It's a girlfriend place to go. You name it. News Talk 790 KNST. Please stay here with me. We have a couple of more fun, exciting guests for Green Smorgie Borgie.
790 KNST with Mrs. Green's World broadcasting live now.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Mrs. Green's World, News Talk 790 KNST. A couple of reminders. We are live from Renee's Organic Oven at the corner of Sabino Canyon and Tanque Verde. It is a beehive of activity. We'll be here for a couple of more, maybe like another hour at this level. There's free food. There is free beer. We're going to interview Emily, who's representing New Belgium Brewery Company, and I have talked about New Belgium. I have blogged about it. We had Renee Krieger, one of the owners of Renee's Organic Oven, and we had Yelp. I love Yelp, learning about Yelp. We had Corey on, and today I announced it's the green smorgy-borgy today, because whereas I am normally over-prepared for the show, the distraction of the wildfires in Greer and the devastation, the news of our cabin being burned to the ground is something that is really a grieving process, and Mrs. Green grieves publicly. What can I say? Thank you, everyone, for your comments on Facebook, for your letters, your email support, your phone calls. It's been very much a part of sustaining my family and sustaining me during this time, and pray for the people that are up there and families whose lives will be forever altered. And ours will be, but we'll rebuild and we'll get our Greer on and we'll find out more about it. So another person that I want to talk to on the show, Emily, we're going to get your voice on, is Sue Betanzos, okay, and she's an artist that works with recycled materials, and her art is displayed here today, so it's another part of the great community. So, Emily, why are you here giving out free beer? I mean, people are happy when they walk in the door and they see the samples of organic beer.
We're sampling New Belgium today because Renee's Organic Kitchen carries every kind of New Belgium product, and they're a sustainable company, New Belgium, and Renee's is sustainable, so we're supporting them.
So what's the number one? Is Fat Tire the most popular?
Fat Tire is definitely the most popular, yeah.
I so thought when I first heard it, people were saying Flat Tire, which is, of course, what they think you're going to do. And didn't you guys give Steve a bike?
We did, yes. Our New Belgium rep gave him a bike to celebrate
The grand opening. And it's really a cool bike.
It's a very cool bike. Can come here and you can sign up, enter to win your own.
Now, I only had one little sip of beer, so alcohol is not involved in my show at all. But I had one little taste of the beer, and I had, what did I have?
You had the Mothership Wit, and that is the organic beer.
Okay.
So it's very good. It's a light beer, a little citrusy.
Okay, sounds like we're having a wine tasting. I love it. Beer to me, beer tastes like beer. There's light and dark. It's like it's wine, red and white. That's about as sophisticated as my palate gets. And then another is, how popular is Ranger beer? I happen to know that I've seen that.
Ranger is very popular. It's an India Pale Ale, and a lot of people like those IPAs. So that's a little lighter as well. But
so what is that? You probably know beer. What is that?
India Pale Ale. It's just going to be a little more bitter, a little more alcohol content than a normal light beer, but I enjoy it. For people that like IPAs, it's a pretty popular seller.
And it's really interesting to me because New Belgium is ostensibly one of the greenest companies on the planet. I really believe that. I mean, from the inside I will be scheduling them for a show, and it's mind-boggling how green they are.
Yes.
I mean, really and truly.
They're very committed to sustainability.
Very committed, 1% for the planet. I mean, talk about early adopters. They give out bikes to their employees. It's a really, really unbelievable company. And do you mostly supply, do a lot of the locally owned restaurants carry Fat Tire, which I know is such a popular beer. It really is.
They do, yes. It started with a lot of locally, and it's actually gotten a lot bigger. You can buy it at like CVS and the grocery store now, like most varieties of New Belgium.
You know, it's getting to the point where you can buy anything at the drugstore. I can tell you that. It's like, maybe except for fresh organic lettuce. You go, I'm like, this Walgreens sells this? It's like, yeah, it's really kind of sad because of how many people are taking how many different kind of drugs. But it's okay. That's the story for another show. So, Emily, thank you for being on
the
show.
Thank you.
And thanks for giving out all those free samples. People are loving it. In case you just tuned in, what's up with that? And we are live at Renee's Organic Oven, formerly Eclectic Pizza, and it's hopping. Isabella's ice cream truck is here. Jeffrey just walked by. He's the son and the heir apparent. So, Sue, let's talk about you and your artwork, because we know why Mrs. Green is interested. It's made out of lots of recycled material.
Yes, they are. The ones on one wall, they're made from recycled cabinet doors that might have ended up probably in a contractor's. Yeah, those are cabinet doors.
I'm looking. I didn't know that. So the artwork is on top of the cabinet doors?
Yes.
So where do you get the cabinet doors?
I get them at several places around town. I go to the Habitat.
Have a store.
The Habitat.
Perfect.
Store.
If I had my bell, I'd ring the bell. Terry D is one of our absolute favorite guests and a big supporter of Mrs. Green.
Love the Habitat store.
He's a great guy. Okay, so that's a really good answer.
So that's where I get most of them, and then I get some in California when I go to California. I'm in San Diego. And the glass is the tempered glass, and I get that's recycled because the tempered glass is from, let's say, a refrigerator shelf or, a tempered glass door that didn't work out or something like that.
So is that harder to find?
No, not really. You just have to be persistent.
And then that's you have to be persistent and really patient for what you do with these teeny tiny little pieces of glass that come out being artwork.
Yes.
And what is the process for, I have to ask this, and there are no bad answers on Mrs. Green, but what about in terms of the colors, the dyes? How do you get the colors? Because tempered glass on, like a refrigerator door is not the beautiful red heart one that I see over there. You know what I mean?
Oh. what I do is I will make the painting on a primed door first.
Okay.
And then when it's clear glass over, glued down with clear glue.
Okay. See, I didn't know. It looked to me like it was pieces of glass. They were beautiful. They're absolutely beautiful. So you're the artist so you paint the painting and put the glass over it in all those pieces to give it the texture and all that. What got you interested? What made you start doing this and going to a whole recycle concept? Is that how you started?
You know, originally when I got the commission for the airport, I have some public installations there. That's what got me hooked on mosaics. And then seeing the cabinet doors one day when I was over at the Habit store, I just happened to notice and it just all clicked. I said, wow, I could make something wonderful out of it.
There are so many creative ways to use waste, and this is one I have not heard of. I mean, for artwork, there's people that make it. They make art out of recycled pieces of things, and it looks like it, and it's clever and great and all this, but yours are beautiful pieces of art have recycled on it. So where other than, and how did you come to display it at Renee's Organic Oven? Were you a diner here?
Yes, I've been coming to Renee's when it was Eclectic Pizza.
Now we're going to know what it used to be, right?
Right, ages ago, almost when they first opened, and I've been a faithful diner here, and then she came up to me one day and said, hey, can we have some of your beautiful art on our walls? Because they were bare. And I said, sure. And then I just started bringing in different pieces, and I try and rotate them out with different themes.
So. And people can actually buy them.
Oh, yeah.
From here.
Yeah.
They have prices.
Yep.
I have my eye on that heart one right over there. It might be a really good thing for me to buy for our new cabin that we're going to build. Wouldn't be a piece of green art would be a good idea. And do you have a website? How do people find you if they're not coming over to Renee's Organic Oven today?
They just go to, they can Google Sue Batanzos and then just add .com on the end. My name, SueBatanzos.com, and there we are. They will find my website, and most or all of the pieces are for sale. The red heart that you like, you're lucky because that hasn't been posted on the website yet.
It's beautiful, and I love hearts. I have a collection of all kinds of hearts, so I think I'm going to be that's in my future. What about do you display in any other locally owned restaurants, or is this your only eating establishment? Because we spread the love. Renee wouldn't care if we talked about some other places where
actually,
you might have it.
No.
So this is exclusively at Renee's Organic Oven.
I do most of my business online through Facebook and also a little bit through Etsy. So I do most of my business online where I can reach millions.
You can reach millions. It's where everything's going. I mean, everything, just blows me away. And Etsy is another truly fantastic, exciting, unbelievable site. Yeah, I think you can buy almost anything there.
Anything.
And it's a fun place. It's another, it's kind of like a Yelp for shopping.
Yes, it is.
It really is.
Well, and they're all handmade on Etsy, which is, that you can't have anything to be commercially mass-produced on there.
It's a great site, and it's really, I mean, I have looked at many, many things there. So this was really, it was great to be able to have you on and to understand what the beginning of your artwork was and how you went to have a store and it all fell together one day. So everybody who is listening today, thanks for staying here with me. Thank you for your support, your prayers. Still keep praying for the people in Greer. News Talk 790 KNST, Mrs. Green's World. Check us out on Facebook or our website. Have a great, safe weekend. Thanks for tuning in.
You've been listening to Mrs. Green's World on News Talk 790 KNST, all about learning that going green can be fun. Visit MrsGreensWorld.com and tune in next Saturday at noon for Mrs. Green's World on News Talk 790 KNST.